If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Our Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. Very happy to welcome on to the show. He is the television voice of the St. Louis Cardinals on FanDuel Sports Network Midwest. He is Chip Carey. Chip, appreciate the time. Happy day before opening day.
Yeah, happy new year, Matt. It's always an exciting time. Can't wait to get started, man. It's going to be a blast.
What does opening day in St. Louis mean for you?
Oh, man, it's so cool being from here. I've said this story a couple of times. 2 years ago was the first time I'd ever been to opening day live and in person. And I'm now an older person. I'm 60. And so this is my third one. And I still get that 12-year-old kid excitement, you know, seeing the Hall of Famers and the Clydesdales and, a sold-out ballpark. And then, of course, these young guys in uniform coming out, getting introduced and getting a standing ovation as they start this uncharted journey that we're about to begin. It's a special day. It's a great day of civic pride, quite obviously. And to get to see that and have a front row seat like I do is every year a thrill of a lifetime.
Yeah, it's always really cool for the young guys getting their first chance at opening day. And you start hearing the conversations during spring training, guys who may be getting an idea they're going to make the opening day roster. They're asking questions. Is there actually Clydesdales? Is there actually trucks that you jump off of? It's something that if you haven't been around it and seen it, a lot of people don't totally understand the importance of it and the uniqueness of it.
Yeah, and I was one of those. Again, 3 years ago, I'm here for the first time, and I'm seeing fans in the stands crying when the Clydesdales come around and crying when Whitey Herzog, Lord rest his soul, got out of his convertible and made his way to home plate. I mean, that's what makes this place so special is for one day, our entire Cardinals community can be a 13-year-old kid again, falling in love with the sport for the first time. And to see that unfold every day on opening day here in St. Louis is one of the best experiences in sports, and hopefully we'll put on a good show after the opening ceremonies against the Twins.
It feels like a really long time ago that pitchers and catchers reported spring training goes on for quite some time. What was your general takeaway or your general feeling about how spring training went and where this team is at going into opening day?
Well, I think they were going in trying to answer a couple of questions, right? Could Contreras play first base? Was Arenado going to be here, yes or no? And how we're going to divvy up playing time between Nootbaar and Donovan and Burleson and Gorman. I think those answers, to a certain degree, have been answered. And a lot of that was due to performance and circumstance. One of the surprises was that Victor Scott won the center field job so commandingly, I think. He did a great job, and he'll be out there on opening day against the Twins. That's going to be fun. Matthew Liberatore getting into the rotation instead of Steven Matz. I don't know that anybody particularly saw that coming because both guys had great springs, and Matthew was so good in the bullpen last year. But look, it's time to find out what these guys are and what these guys aren't. And for me, Matt, this season comes down to, besides the wins and losses and hopefully playoff baseball, the Cardinals got to find out what Gorman is, what Walker is, what Nootbaar is, what Liberatore is, and go from there. And once we have some more solid answers to those questions, I think we can all feel a little bit more confident in the direction that the Cardinals appear to be headed.
Are you intrigued with how they're going to find Gorman at bats? We saw that lineup in Memphis the other day, and Oliver Marmol kind of indicated that's likely to be the opening day lineup, and it feels like Alec Burleson is kind of in that spot to be a DH a lot, and that means Gorman is sort of the 10th guy right now.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, the spring performance sort of dictated that, right? I mean, it is a performance-based business. But yeah, I mean, that's a real challenge, and that's the complication of Nolan Arenado still being here. Were that not the case, you'd have Gorman at third base, and we wouldn't even be having this discussion. That said, Arenado looks great. His mind's apparently in a great spot. He wants to lead. He wants to have a big year, and I can promise you this, a motivated Nolan Arenado is a really, really good thing if he's on your team. And I think the Cardinals going into opening day like the fact that he's in a really good headspace, and hopefully the big numbers will follow.
Chip Carey, the TV voice of the St. Louis Cardinals, continuing to join us here on a Graybar Sports Open Line. You mentioned Victor Scott II earlier. Some people have compared this spring to last year's spring. It had a great spring last year, but Chip, it's different this year. I mean, he's hitting home runs. He's hit a bunch of doubles. It's the extra bases. It's the exit velocity. It feels like he's really evolved as a hitter based off what we've seen.
And you want to reward players who do exactly that. You're right. I talked to Victor in spring training, and I said, what's different? He said, you know, last year opening day, I was sort of thrust into it. I was just happy to be there. Remember, Nootbaar got hurt, and the Cardinals didn't have a center fielder, so he was the next man up, and it didn't go well for him. He wasn't ready for that opportunity. And he said, I went down, did my work, approached it this offseason, where there's a little bit of anger about me, and not anger at the situation, but anger that I can do this. I want to be good at this, and I'm putting in the work to be successful or as successful as I possibly can. And I think that kind of focus, that kind of commitment is something that's going to make a big difference for Victor, because it won't all be new to him. The talent's there, but he's another one of the Cardinals that's getting every opportunity to show what he can do at this level. And if he clicks, man, he's going to be a lot of fun to watch for sure.
Certainly there were some individuals like Victor who had good offensive springs, but as a team, they struggled. How much stock do you put in those overall spring training offensive numbers?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Numbers.
Can I let you know after a couple of weeks? guys are working on stuff and trying to get their timing. I don't think you pay a whole lot of stock in that. I mean, to your point earlier about Victor Scott, right? The oldest saying in baseball is don't believe what you see in September and don't believe what you see in March. And there's some truth to that, because pitchers are working on stuff, hitters are working on stuff, and you're not seeing the elite guys you're going to see night in and night out in a major league contest or in a major league schedule. So, you know, you have to take everything with a grain of salt, but I think you're just looking for overall trajectory. Our guys beginning to peak and feel good about their timing, their swings, and then go out and let the natural talent take over. And after 2 weeks, we'll have a much better idea.
Sonny Gray, his velocity numbers haven't been great. He got a little bit of a slow start to his offseason, dealing with some health stuff. He's had some illness here. He's talked about, hey, if he doesn't have velocity, he'll still find a way to go out there and pitch. Are you intrigued by what we're going to see, maybe especially over the first month from Sonny Gray, where he might not have his full arsenal available?
Yeah, I think that's a legitimate question. I don't think we'll know the answer to that. Look, Sonny knows himself better than anybody. And he said again in this spring commentary, he said, look, I've had great springs and terrible seasons, and I've had terrible springs and great years. We just don't know. But Sonny's been around long enough to know how to pitch without his best stuff. You don't win 111 games without doing that from time to time. And I think the Cardinals feel very confident that he's going to be able to do that. If he can't, then you've got a good bullpen to be able to back him up. And Steven Matz is stretched out and ready to go if he needs to come in and get in the game in the early innings. Hopefully that won't be the case. And I look for Sonny to rise to the occasion. He loves to pitch against the Twins, and he loves to pitch on opening day, where he's had a good deal of success. So Should be a lot of fun. If nothing else, it'll be interesting for sure.
It's completely and totally cliched when you talk about a team being counted out and everybody wants to, you know, respond to that in the bulletin board material or whatever. But to me, it felt like there was something with this group this year where they didn't care about those external expectations. They are out to prove something. Would you agree with that?
I totally agree with that. At the workout, I was asking guys, what are we? I think that's the one question that Cardinals fans have, right? Years past, you knew what the Cardinals were. We've got Albert. We've got Yachty. We've got Waino. We've got Carpenter. Oh, we have Vincent Willie, and we're going to steal a million bases. And we've got Ozzie Smith, and we've got Bruce Sutter. There are so many younger players on this team that are going to be doing different things for the Cardinals that there's a sense of uncertainty. And by uncertainty, it's not that they're not talented. They are. They're exceptionally talented. But what are we going to see? What is the description of this team? And I've heard misfits. I've heard grinders. I've heard youthful underdogs. All of those things play into the fact that nobody outside of St. Louis or the Cardinals clubhouse thinks this team has much of a chance to make noise in the division. And I can promise you there's not a man in uniform that feels that that's the case. This is a group of guys that's really motivated to build upon the improvements they made from 2 years ago to last year. And this is their chance to shine, right? This is the future of your team. There isn't a Goldschmidt. Arenado's, toward the end. There's no Yachty. There's no Waino. This is your group. So show the world what you are. Show the world what you can do. And maybe this is the group that'll start laying the foundation for the next world championship team here in St. Louis. And again, we'll start to find out the answers to those questions starting tomorrow.
He is Chip Carey, the TV voice of St. Louis Cardinals baseball. You watch him and you see him on FanDuel Sports Network Midwest. Chip, great stuff. We'll see you at the ballpark coming up tomorrow.
Okay, Matt. Thanks. Happy opening day, everybody.
That's Chip Carey joining us here on the program. We appreciate him spending a few moments with us. He'll be on the TV call. FanDuel Sports Network Midwest. How cool is that for him, by the way? A guy who was born here, spent much of his time here, left, never got the chance to go to an opening day, and then later in his life, his first opening day experience is when he's broadcasting it on TV, which is so cool, and really enjoy being able to talk with Chip for sure. All right, we'll take a break. Again, this is what we're throwing out there, and we've gotten a couple responses. Hope to get a few more. And we asked Bernie Miklas about that. The thing that I'm throwing out, the thing that you are most sure of for the 2025 Cardinals that is positive, the thing that you're most sure of that's negative, and the thing that maybe you're most on the fence on or most intrigued by or curious by of what's going to happen. And we ask you to text those in, 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900. That's how you text in. You can tweet at me, at Matt Pauley on air, M-A-T-T-P-A-U-L-E-Y on air. Or if you are watching us on the video stream, just leave the comment and we'll take a look at those. And we'll after the 7 o'clock news, we'll go through some of those. So thing you're most sure of positive, thing you're most sure of negative, and the thing you're most intrigued by, on the fence about the 2025 Cardinals. This is a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.